sakho ngazi ukuthi kukhona umlotha awubonakali kahle yafiyela. Angazi ukuthi noma indawo kuyo ungathi indawo kukhona neyilanga noma kwenzakala.
Inomlotha.
Hayi ungathi inomlotha, ungathi khona iy'nkunga umngane wami.
Injani manje?
Ngiyathemba ukuthi inkungu ayikho semehlweni kakhetha amabala.
Awoneke iradike manje
bakhe. Hayi ngiyabonga
mfowethu. Ngoba mina ngane ngibe nenkinga yobona uma ngethe at all.
Awu jamba.
Yeah. Hayi madoda akithi asikhahleleni ke siye phambili. Ngiyabonga Mondise. Honorable members, let me take this opportunity to welcome you all in the meeting. Valerie, how many members do we have in the meeting?
Chair, the meeting correlates. I've seen Mr. McDonald and Mr. Siklolo is being admitted now. Mr. Hunsinger, Mr. Sitole, Mr. Monk, and Mr. Amadua are in the meeting, so there are enough members to start, Chair. Oh, yes, and Mr. Mavena.
Okay. Thank you very much. good morning, members. Good morning, officials of the Portfolio Committee, officials of the Department of Transport. I can see the Law Society here, SA, Nonhlanhla, and everybody that is here legally. A very warm welcome in this meeting of the 2nd of June. The agenda for today is about us deliberating on the National Road Traffic Amendment Bill, Bill number 7 of 2020. Advocate.
Morning, Chairperson. Morning, honorable members. Morning, colleagues. Good morning to everyone in this August meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Chairperson, we will resume from where we left off from our discussions yesterday. There was a request that was made by the Portfolio Committee, just by way of a reminder that we provide it with the yeses and the noes, or those that support and those that are against the blood alcohol level content. And second to that was that we provide proof that NRCS and SABS were part of the engagement when the bill was discussed and developed. And lastly, there was a question that was posed by Honorable McDonald around the fatalities of or crashes of people that perished without having, more like the stats, more than anything else, Chairperson. So yes, that's what the committee thought, and perhaps we might want to just go back, or maybe Chairperson looks at his minutes and confirm that indeed that was the case. Thank you.
Chair, you are muted, and it's not me this time.
thank you very much, Valerie. Indeed, it's not you. Let me hear from Honorable Manu before I respond.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Advocate, and good morning to everybody once more. Yes, it is true. The yeses and no was a request. However, it was not limited to the alcohol or BAC contents, but it would, as I said, per category. The micro dots, I think, also attracted a lot of interest. But of course, the alcohol content seems to be attracting a lot of interest. So the request was broader than that, but whatever the department is able to supply, I think will assist us. But maybe to request through you, Chair, that as we go forward, as we receive public comments, I think this we must put up front. These are the people who agree. These are the people who don't agree with you, so that we know what we are dealing with. Thank you very much, Chair. I thought I'll just make that slight addition to what the good advocate was reporting back. But indeed, he is correct.
Advocate?
Thanks, Chairperson. And with that said, okay, I would want to slide a presentation addressing that, but then it means then I misconstrue the instruction that we include those that are not in support of the micro dot and number plates. We can add that. With your permission, I do not intend wasting time, and at a later stage we'll share the presentation with the secretariat, and same can be brought to the attention of members. May I, with your permission, Chairperson, proceed?
Yes, proceed, Advocate.
Thank you. Can members see the presentation?
No, the presentation is not on the screen, Advocate.
Advocate, I confirm that it is not there.
I'll try to show all windows so that perhaps.
There you are.
Thank you, Chairperson. This was the request that was made yesterday, and my recollection of events is just that were the three issues raised. I'm not going to waste time, but proceed to. Yes. Okay. In terms of what came through, we had comments that were submitted to Parliament. DSA, there were, and thanks to Advocate Almanel, by the way, because these are numbers that we got from her insofar as DSA is concerned. So we've broken that up into yeses, noes, undecided, and no comment. And where there are anomalies, Chairperson, in terms of later engagement, same can be corrected, but then this is what we've managed to extract from the engagement. Western DSA's, those are the numbers, 1,201 said yes to BAC, whereas 4,007 said no. COSATU said yes, Western Cape said no. With SANA, we said had there no comment. Professor Perry, we said no, but then just to say that in his submissions, it was more leaning towards 0.02 than any other thing, Chairperson, and he highlighted the effect that crashes had on the economy and the fiscal of the state. Satsowa, they were more interested on issues related to driving schools, and we said no. Insofar as Alta Swanepoel, we said no, but You will recall, Chairperson, in our discussions yesterday, Ms. Fanepul is proposing amendments to Section 65, which led us to conclude that probably that's the appropriate and fair interpretation to her submissions. And AGB said no. Automobile Association said no. JPSA said no. Sarkland Wine said no. SAPA said yes. BASA said yes. Stellenbosch Wine Route said no. JH Vermaak is a member of SADD. They were saying no. And the same would apply to Philly and Carol Smith. DGMT said yes. Westgrow, no.
Chair, apology. Sorry, Chair. Can advocate just go back to the second slide? I think it went very quickly. Yes, that one. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, you got that. Sorry, my honorable member. May I proceed? Chairperson, may I proceed?
Yes, proceed, advocate.
Okay. That is Shabangu. There we have that. Jeff Sherman, no. Ajadin, we said no comment because he made comments but not related to EAC as such. A van der Berg, no. I think it's a no there. I'll need to correct that part. That's what I was saying. There might be one or two issues I might have not got it right, but I think it's a no. Nkululeko, no. K. Ntulani, yes. T. Field, no. P. Mopai, they did not specifically make comments on BAC or levels. D. Collette, no. R. Montgomery, no. L. Kosa, no. P. Lam, no. M. Hardaway, yes. A. S. Barnes, no. Beck, no. A. Kekana, no comment. A. Zotnik, Konik said no comment. Gasgoin said yes. K. Mokwai offered no comment. Jacob, no. B. Moss Riley, no comment. G. Fiat, no. E. Groom, no comment. N. Mukwedi, yes. And N. Pali. Paddy, no comment. E. Johnson and D. Albert, no comment. E. Clement said no. P. De Villiers said no. P. Daniel said no. L. Gilbert said yes. D. Ginsberg, no. M. Peterse, no. N. Gilbert, no. D. Hawkins, yes. I. Hetzler, no comment. L. McCarthy, no comment. Comment A. Rosley, no comment. P. Creek, no comment. H. Rodriguez, no. R. Ali, yes. A. Scutter, no. S. Mashilani, no comment. G. Mika Velamse, no comment. R. Matibedi, no comment. F. Magda, no comment. N. Maduna, no comment. L. Bada, no. S. Prince, no. T. Grunewald, no comment. El Mia, I might have missed that. A. Smith, no comment. A. Guza, no. J. Erasmus, no comment. B. Madhav, no comment. G. Divet, no comment. T. Niehoff, no. G. Delport, no. A. Kazi, yes. F. Bryant, no comment. J. J. Stricker, no. P. Jansen van Rensbeck, no. C. Hackett, no comment. J. Breitenbach, no comment. S. Benedict, yes. C. Dix, no comment. Al Rostow, no comment. E. Jordan, yes. D. Green, no. C. October, no comment. T. Zwig, no comment. Z. Nzilikas, no comment. B. Gale, no comment. C. Christopher, no comment. K. Lisa, no comment. A. VW, no comment. T. Mulobi, no comment. K. Mabunda, no comment. R. Rama, no comment. L. Schrobler, no comment. A. Kruger, no comment. Mr. DCP De Villiers, no comment. T. Pretorius, no comment. M. Fulyun, no comment. G. Asahai, no comment. R. Peters, no comment. M. Mabena, no comment. L. Comer, no comment. G. Pell, no comment. P. De Kopp, no comment. A. N. F. Anfeld, no comment. P. Smorenberg, no comment. D. P. C. Hanekam, no comment. G. Bosch, no comment. E. Esop, no comment. P. Harrison, no comment. J. Nadu, yes. Shendon Harbour, no comment. M.T. Chauke, no comment. J. Simmons, no. Saia, no. A. Albert, no comment. P.M. Wapasha, yes. T. Stone, yes. C.F. Kukemur, no comment. K. Sillers, no comment. H.D. Ahmad, no comment. E.M. Skitty, no comment. R. Parker, no comment. A. Machaka, no comment. C. Pawan, no. S. Mkize, no comment. S. Pokazi, no. G. Ramdial, no comment. K. Sihwai, no comment. C. Williams, no comment. F. Lobster, no comment. S. A. Catholic Bishops Conference, Parliamentary Liaison Officer, no. D. Naish, no comment. And Anton is the same as Chando, so they said no, it's higher up to person. I've referred that to earlier on. R. Pretorius, no comment. T. Pretorius, no. A. Sonnepool, like we said earlier on, she's looking at proposing amendments to Section 65. And then to me, I had it bad, but then we can take it as a no. A. Els, no comment. F. Pohojani, no comment. Now, Chairperson, we're asked to provide proof that NRCS and SABS were part of the consultations when the bill was developed and so forth. So we've extracted a copy of minutes of the IPPP, and for that reason, Chairperson, I would want to stop sharing this one and put up a document which is in PDF which confirms the above. With your permission, Chairperson, I'm going to proceed.
Proceed.
Can you see, Chairperson?
No, I can't.
Okay.
There you are.
Can you see it, Chairperson?
It's coming, thank yes.
Thank you. This is one of the meetings where we were discussing all of that. And it's an IPPP meeting of the department, which is chaired by the department their stakeholders made up of provinces and institutions of government. And there's proof that people that were part of those engagements. You have the NRCS and somebody signing on behalf of SABS, but then we continue further. So there's the stakeholders. And maybe I might, let me see whether I can rotate it clockwise.
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable McDonald.
Chairperson, can we just go back to that page where the NRC is signed, please, Chairperson, through you? I thought I saw it was blank, so I just wanted to check again, please, Chairperson, through you.
Okay.
It is blank, Honorable McDonald, but if you allow me to go further, you'll see there's somebody who has signed. Let me rotate it clockwise.
Mm-hmm. There you are.
Okay. May I proceed?
Yes, proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. There you are. Honorable McDonald, you will note that one Temba Kaula signed as representing NRCS. I take it that will be in order.
In order, thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. So, may I stop sharing this document and go back to the slide presentation that I had
yes, yes. On.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, we did that, and then Chairperson, okay. After this, that was done, and then on the issue raised by Honorable McDonald, we were asked to provide stats on people not wearing safety belts. Now, Chairperson, there is a survey, traffic officer survey that was done by the RTMC, albeit that the information dates to 2015.
The purposes of what Honorable McDonald has asked.
I see. I deemed it prudent to refer to that. And more specifically, albeit that members do not have it in their presence or before them, which we undertook to avail the document, references made to pages 17 and 19, but then the link will make it easier when you get the presentation to look at that. Page 17 details there's a table which illustrates the comparison of data with the 2013 ARTO data on a list of infringements that happened there. I know it's a bit unfair that I'm referring to this, but as soon as you get that, you'll see it, where seatbelt in terms of percentage during the period of 2013 accounted for 1.74% compared to the time when the survey was done during the period 2014 to 2015, where it's about 9.09%, with a variance of 0.028%. Then at page 19, this is what is being said there, that the second highest contributor from this group to the total offenses recorded is still the seat belt offenses, with a total of 14.4% passenger seat belt offenses recorded, and a further 4.1% for drivers not wearing seat belts. This parameter contributes to a large degree of serious and fatal injuries during crashes and is a serious cause for concern. Now, in conclusion, I would, as far as this point is concerned, suffice it to state that the steps, insofar as completion of the accident report is concerned, is done by our colleagues in the SAPS, hence the need for us to refer to this, that link and that survey, with the hope that Chairperson is response to the issues that emanated from yesterday's discussions or engagement. I would want to pause there if maybe there are questions or inputs that honorable members would want to make in this regard. Thank you.
Advocate, thank you very much. I think it will benefit all of us because we are here now. Just to finish the part we did not finish, so that we take a holistical approach. Otherwise, I see us moving around.
No, I'm done. Okay. No, I'm done. Okay, thanks, Chairperson. I'm done with that part as part of the response. Thanks. And now we need to go back to the responses in terms of the submissions that we made. Chairperson,
okay. Let me just check one thing, Honorable Hansinger.
Yes, good morning, Chairperson and colleagues. Chairperson, I need to be excused at 12:45. With your permission, Chairperson, I've got a parliamentary ICT focus group meeting, which starts at 12:45. If you will please excuse me if we're not done by then, and it seems highly likely that we would not be done by then. Reason why I'm intruding at this stage, because I thought we would be far into the last 150 slides that are left. So, Chairperson, with your permission, I would then leave the meeting at 12:40 to join the ICT meeting. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Thank you. Honorable MacDonald.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just wanted to make a side note on that, Chairperson. I will be on load shedding from 10:30 to 12:30, so I'm going to switch off my video and everything and during that period, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Advocate.
Thanks, Chairperson. Okay, may I, with the permission of the committee, be the one that share the submissions, and that I'll be reminded where we stop, but my mind tells me that we stop at AS Bands, Chairperson. Sorry if I'm
142.
Yeah, I think it was at AS Bands, Chairperson, if I recall, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was somewhere here. Was it George Fiat? I don't know. Okay. All right. Things are happening here. The slide that we stopped at, I would want to. Okay.
We will follow the short route we were doing yesterday.
Yes,
we don't have the whole day.
No problem, Chairperson. As I start, Mr. Fiat opposes the.
Honorable MacDonald, can you lower your hand, please? Thank you very much. Let's watch ahead, Advocate.
Mr. Fiat opposes the. We note that he opposes the BAC, but that Chairperson, as we've been saying all along, for the first time, the trauma unit at the Baragwanath had no admissions, albeit that some of it might have been one, the ban of alcohol and the COVID-19 measures or prescripts that were in place. And suffice it to also say, Chairperson, that. But we need something to address the carnages that we have on our roads. People are dying unnecessarily, and for that reason, measures need to be put in place. I'm not going to go around in circles on that. I'm trying to share it in such a way that, I don't know why it's doing this, but then at any rate, those are the comments that he made further on 46, amplifying the point that he's not in support of the reduction. And again, there were submissions that were made by Dr. Perry, where he obviously proposes 0.02, but then he also goes on to say, the death rate is quite unacceptable and what's happening needs to be addressed urgent as a matter of urgency for the effects thereon on the economy. And I'm not going to debate that, and I would skip because the essence of the comment that Mr. Steers made is that he's not in support of BAC and he has other issues. And we then move to Philip Groom. He was around the number plates, and our response to that is that the introduction of number plate provision are very necessary to reduce the scourge of motor vehicle theft and cloning, and also to assist in efficient road traffic law enforcement and a general reduction in crime. And we know that more often than not, criminals have taken advantage of inadequate regulations in the number plate and they commit crimes, for example, hijacking and murder using false number plates, knowing very well that they won't be easily traced due to the inefficiencies in the number plate manufacturing and fitting industry. Now, the idea is to streamline the number plate. In streamlining the number plate industry, this will go a long way in actually reducing the problem of vehicle cloning and theft, whilst enhancing the registration and regulations. Next point, next input was that from Divu Mukwedi. We know that he agrees with that, but suggests that driver license renewals to be every 10 years, and suggests further that probational driving license period be 2 years. And Zaki Pali, our response to that, seeing that she made reference to simulation of drivers, but then we know that and propose the use of technology to advance, improve driving training and eliminate human interference. We say that it's important that such things as provisional driving license should be considered. Ms. Jensen, the number plate system needs regulation enhancement. There are a lot of loopholes that we need to be closed, such as the fact that anybody can open a printing shop and start issuing number plates without the regulator. There is a lot of vehicle crime and cloning of number plates. And Chairperson, I'm not going to repeat this because we said it earlier on in the other comments. Ms. Ellis Johnson continues to make inputs, and move on to Derek Albert. Insofar as our response to Mr. Albert, we note that then we agree that there is a need for visible law enforcement and that there are efforts in place to change the attitudes of officers. Chairperson, again, we made reference to 24/7 in other submissions or responses to inputs that were made by other members of the public without being seen that were repetitive, but then we simply accept that those comments have been specifically incorporated into submissions made by Mr. Alberts. Mr. Eddie Clemens, we know the fact that he opposes the BAC and also the new number plates. Leave it at that. Mr. De Villiers, we know the fact that that's what he said, but then simply put, he's not in favor of the BAC. Phoebe Daniels, we noted her comments. She's not in support of the new number plate as well as the proposed BAC level. Ms. Linda Gilbert, she's in support of the BAC. We noted that. Mr. Ginsberg, he's not in support of the proposed reduction of the BAC. He opposes the changes to the number plate, and that we deem it prudent that we need to introduce this as they are necessary for reasons that we have advanced to address issues related to crime and cloning of a number plate. Marciano Peterson, they oppose the reduction of the BAC. We note that. Nigel Gilbert, that's what they said, but then we note the fact that they are supporting the BAC. And Dylan Hawkins, they are not in support of the BAC level. We noted that. Ilse Hetzler, they oppose BAC, and then we've noted that. Leslie McCartley, we've noted the concerns that he expressed regarding the extended period proposed for provisional and learner's licenses. And he further said that the requirement to show proof of undergoing a number of hours being taught by driving schools prior to allowing applicants to book driver's test. We noted that. There was a further submission that he made, Chairperson. I'm not going to take more time. Sorry, I was interrupted by something, Chairperson. I was asked to do a slideshow. My difficulty is, can I try that, Chairperson? Please bear with me for not more than.
Advocate Mahatu.
I really want to do a slideshow, but then the settings on my computer.
No, we do understand, Advocate, that being an advocate does not mean you know IT.
Oh, indeed, Chairperson. Bear with me, Chairperson. Sorry about that.
Chairperson, can we know what the slideshow is about and why it is interrupted now with a slideshow?
Advocate?
That came through from one of my colleagues that because it's been streamed live, it would be better to put it up on a slideshow.
Does it have reference to this Alistair Rossley? Does it have reference to where we are now, Chairperson? Or is
no,
it a commercial is it a commercial break or what is happening now, Chairperson?
Advocate Mahatu.
Chairperson. Is it better? Okay. Sorted. Thank you. Sorry about that. There was a message that came through, Chairperson. Sorry, honorable members, that they need to be flighted like we did yesterday, because the proceedings have been streamed. So probably wherever somebody, this streaming is happening, they are not unable to see the slideshow in the format that they've been presented, Chairperson. That's the sole reason. Sorry about that.
Let's forge
ahead. I hope that answers you. Okay, thank you.
Let's forge ahead, Advocate.
Thank you, Chairperson. Sorry about that, Honorable Hunsinger. Tessa Creek opposes and the bill in its entirety, so we noted that. Helena Rodriguez, you said earlier on that, well, we continue from the previous, here we are. She's opposed to, we know that she's opposed to suggested investment in road infrastructure. She's opposing new number plates, that bus services need to be improved, and that there's a need to have greater law enforcement addressing the many mistakes that drivers operate and drive on the roads. And she's proposing reintroduction of meter taxing at public spaces like beaches. Her comments continues. We will proceed for the sake of time. That's Elena Rodriguez again. Rodwa Ali, our response to that is we noted what she said, but then she's of the view that the public did not have sufficient time for information on the bill to comment. This part is related to publication of the bill for comments by by Parliament, and those are her views. She, however, agrees with more strict rules on alcohol and use of driving. She does not agree with the demerit system, and she opposes the new number plates. And her comments continues on. Annelies Kette, we know that she does not agree with the use of micro dots, and they are opposed to VAC and requires avenues open to dispute fines. She does not agree with micro dots, the use of micro dots on number plates. As I said, she opposes the BAC. Santi Mashiloane, we note that she opposes the licenses and vehicle renewals, that motor vehicles are required be registered and licensed so as to protect owners of such motor vehicles. We opine and further that revenue generated will be used for other road-related services, and that there are vehicles that are required to undergo roadworthiness testing before licensing, and that it is important to make sure that they are roadworthy vehicles to be on our public roads, and that through the process of vehicle license, this renewal be scrapped. Unroadworthy vehicles will be on the public road, which will put the lives of people in danger, and that vehicle sales will also increase as vehicles would not be registered. So far as Ms. Mika Bellum, sir, we know the fact that she is opposing the new number plates. Rizwana Matibedi, they make reference to a road in Lephalale, Limpopo, which is a cause of concern. And what our response to that, Chairperson, is that we noted that, and then I will bring it to the attention of our colleagues in the road in our Chief Directorate, RIID, to look into this. My colleague, fortunately, attending this meeting, Mr. Mohan, he is leading the Chief Directorate, so this is something that he will have to look into. Fahima Magda, we noted her comments, and she is not in support of the bill in its entirety. Maduna, the lamenting that the bill was not published sufficiently, and we've noted what they said. And her request was that the bill be the bill be published more broadly. Mr. Beda, we note the inputs, but that in response you said rooting out of corruption is currently being undertaken by us as DOT and the RTMC, and then that we're looking into issues related to National Traffic Law Enforcement Code and 24/7 to address the visibility of traffic officers throughout the day. Insofar as comments made by Stefan Prince, we know that they are opposed to the bill, more so the BAC level. And however, we'd want to say that there are strategies insofar as law enforcement is concerned, and we would want to deal with them. Needless to say that I've been making reference to 24/7 shift and the National Traffic Law Enforcement Code and the processes that unfolding to bring that about. Tim Frunewald, we noted that they are opposing the BAC and they made a call for greater law enforcement. In amplification, Chairperson, we would incorporate the comments that we made insofar as 24/7 traffic law enforcement and the traffic law enforcement code and work in progress towards that realization, Chairperson. And Linda Mia, she made that comment, but then we noted same, and that all that she wants is she required feedback on whether persons with personalized number plate will be refunded if the number plates are changed. Mr. Roberts, we noted her comments. They are opposing the bill, and as government, we are saying that we are implementing measures to address issues related to COVID. Mr. Mpuselani, we noted their comments, but then they only support the bill if it will not affect road users' constitutional rights or finance or their finances negatively. Albert Etzebeth, we noted their comments, and we are saying that we have measures in place to address service delivery issues as government, and that corruption, more so in our area, Chairperson, within the road traffic law environment, for the first time we will be presenting to Parliament soon the National Anti-Fraud and Corruption Strategy, wherein we'll be addressing issues related to fraud and corruption within the road traffic law environment, more so on DOTCs and registering authorities. And Aubrey Jadil, we noted their comments, and they are opposed to micro dots in number plates, and they oppose the new number plates. Mr. Alberta Smith, that want to improve standards of driving, that fuel increases have got their own determinants and influencing reasons why they are forever on the rise, and that the renewal of driving licenses are important because in the process of renewing a driving license, there is a compulsory eye test, which is helping in determining if a driver's license holder's vision is still correct and the person does not need to be referred to an ophthalmologist for visual acuity verification and perhaps correction. There's that further comment that we make there. I'm not going to go to that. Ashwin Galza, we've noted what they said, but you say, insofar as the number plates are concerned, motorists will be given adequate time to change to the new number plates, and that there are strategies in place to improve public transport services. None of the proposed intervention are a silver bullet to solving the problems that we have in our public roads. We are putting measures in place, Chairperson, to address most of this. Albeit that it is work in progress, but then we believe we're heading in the right direction. Mr. Erasmus, we noted your comment, but then he made reference to alcohol being in the alcohol in their blood because of the hand sanitizers used to clean. Yeah, there's the comment that we made there, Chairperson. So far as Ms. Mudd have, we noted their comments and they are saying there should be no cost to change microdot. We unfortunately would not agree with that for the easy reason why we are proposing what we are proposing and with funds reasons. Mr. DeVette, we noted their comment, but then suffice it for us to say the following. The compulsory fitting of dashboard cameras may pose a financial problem, especially if they are to be retrofitted. And that if fitting is to be done at the manufacturing stage, then the vehicle prices may be inflated by manufacturers. However, what he's saying, it's a good proposal and it's something that probably would require exploring and investigating. Mr. Newhoff, we noted their comments and we said that the bill was published for comments first before the parliamentary process unfolded. And they continue to say that, I'm not going to bore you that with that. Our response to Mr. Glenn Delport, noted what they are saying, but then we said the following, that the presence of BSC in blood and breath specimen of vehicle present a major headache because drivers nevertheless continue to driving while drunk, and that the proposed provisions are not in any way banning the sale of alcohol in the country, but that it seeks to prohibit the practice of people consuming alcohol and operating a vehicle on public roads because of the likelihood of other road users or drivers losing their life or injuring someone permanently. And that it was never our overriding intention in legislation making to punish someone or generate an income. We further say NRTA is totally different from legislation from such as the Tax Act. And I need not bore you further with further details. Our submissions are captured there. Insofar as Arif Kazi, we noted their inputs, but then in response we said the regulation of number plates will assist with the ease within which criminals are able to obtain number plates, and that criminals have to display number plates on their vehicles, even if currently they use fraudulent number plates to commit their criminal acts. Chapter 7, this is the submission that we've been saying, and then it's repeated here. Ms. Bryant, we noted their inputs, but then we said department together with RTMC are working on improving the native system by implementing online platforms on some of the transactions, Chairperson. On the issues related to her inputs on tracks, abnormal tracks, we're saying abnormal tracks are paying for road infrastructure maintenance and the license fees for motor vehicles are calculated per tier. Thus, tracks are mostly paying more for their licensing as compared to other vehicles. And as a department, we are engaged in the branch line revitalization program to get cargo shifted from road to rail. Stryker, we noted that, but then we unfortunately do not agree, and that there is not extortion intended. And then there's not even any evidence of such. Philippos, Jansen van Rensbeck, we've noted their comment. In amplification, we're saying number plates will assist in actually preventing the vehicle theft and cloning of vehicles in the country, and that the use of false number plates, mainly by criminals, will be reduced. Law enforcement will also be improved. And then that consideration will be given as to how we address the issues relating to pensioners. Mr. Hackett, we noted what they said, and that he in fact is proposing introduction of stricter measures, but then we noted that, and we, yeah, corruption will be dealt with, and we are working on developing a national anti-fraud and corruption strategy. Mr. Breitenbach, we noted their inputs, and we, in response, he said, as a department, we are working on improving law enforcement across the country with the implementation of the National Traffic Law Enforcement Code, the 24/7 shift, and that police visibility will be, traffic police visibility will be improved, and will ensure that driving license holder is still able to operate the category of the motor vehicle that they're in. And same is continued there. Seppi Benedict, we noted their comments. The issue here is to ensure that we have skilled drivers that operate motor vehicles requiring a professional driving permit. The other option would be to require advanced driving before acquiring that category of license, which may be costly. Further note that the requirements for purposes of driving such a category motor vehicle, then simply put, they must obtain a South African driving license. Chris Dix, we've noted what they said, and then there is a need to continuously monitor the number plates being used as they may be defaced during their use, and that the condition of the driver changes as they age, and therefore it is important to check that they are still able to operate such motor vehicle as their medical condition may have changed. We've noted the comments made by Leonie Ralston, and that insofar as the number plates, there will be a time frame or a period for changing to the new number plates. And the intention here is to deal with theft of motor vehicle and cloning of such motor vehicles, and that it will be controlled through the system capturing, and the proposed legislative provision will be implemented along with regulations that are intended to be overhauled, which make various provisions for the value chain of number plate legislation. We noted what they said, but yeah, they are in support of alcohol ban on drivers. Darren Green, we noted what they said, however, it's not agreed to. In response, we said alcohol plays a significant role in the number of accidents that we have on our roads. So far as the issue of number plates is concerned, Chairperson, there will be that leeway or time period. I'm not going to repeat the inputs that we make on that. Shaheen October, we've noted the inputs, but that there will be time frame or a period for changing to the new number plates. And the intent there is to address issues of theft and cloning of number plates and so forth. Tarek Zwick, we've noted their inputs, and in response we said the equipment that are required to be calibrated frequently in order to minimize any measurement uncertainty by ensuring the accuracy of the test equipment. They intend to quantify the control errors or uncertainties within the measurement process to an acceptable level. Now, in yesterday's submissions, I made reference to this court case, Chairperson, State versus Hendricks, and that Regulation 332A of the NRT regulations provides that certified copy of a certificate issued by a laboratory accredited by SANAS shall by mere production thereof be prima facie evidence as to such qualification or verification, and that section 25 of the Accreditation and Conformity Assessment Calibration and Good Laboratory Practice Act provides that in any legal proceeding, a document that's supposed to be a certificate issued by an accredited body in terms of the approved accreditation, and that it's signed by the person deemed by SANAS to be competent to do so, is upon its production evidence of the facts contained therein. Further thereto, Section 24 of the Legal Metrology Act provides that all measuring instruments, including those used by the state for a prescribed purpose, are subject to initial verification and subsequent verification in accordance with the Legal Metrology Technical Regulations. The same continues there, Chairperson. I'm not going to bore you with that. We've noted the comments by Zolilem Zilikazi that motor vehicle should be deregistered, that such does not accumulate no fines. Chairperson, they had a problem with the fines, and as part of being proactive, an email was sent by one of my colleagues advising them what is it that they need to do, and that they approached the relevant registering authority to register the motor vehicle as permanently unfit for use to avoid it further accruing penalties. What they had done is the vehicle was not in use, Chairperson, and instead of it being deregistered, they didn't, and then as a result, it accumulated traffic fines. Barrelkill, we've noted their response, and we've accepted same, but then amplify that if efficient and visible law enforcement is also a must to root out non-compliance with the regulations, and the intent of the law, such as the NRTA, is to have a formal and strict application of road traffic laws in the country to ensure reduction of carnages and other criminal acts committed by committed using motor vehicles. Calvin Christopher, we've noted their comments. We've not agreed with them. However, in amplification, we said alcohol plays a major role in the number of accidents on our roads. Therefore, there is a need to deal with general abuse of alcohol by drivers of motor vehicles, and that must be noted that most of the medicines that contain alcohol causes drowsiness, which has a bearing on the driver's ability to be able to control or have full control of the motor vehicle. And that medical experts have warned people that alcohol does affect people's reaction times and abilities, which are important to avoid accidents and a necessary basis action. Further response to that too was that we are working on a process of investigating the implementation of 365 action agenda, which includes issues related to road safety interventions, motor vehicle roadworthiness, which are part of that campaign. And then, I'm not going to bore you with that detail, Chairperson. Let me just proceed. Lisa, we've noted and accepted, and we said law enforcement is central towards the effectiveness of laws such as this one, and that efforts will be made in order to strengthen and ramp up law enforcement initiatives and operations. Same will be shared. The comment will be shared with the RTMC. We continuously engage, and we are collaborating in ensuring that 24/7 shift and the National Traffic Law Enforcement Code become a reality. AVDW, we've noted what they said. However, we said the questioning of the number plate will be discussed and agreed in consultation with the number plate manufacturers. However, it is important that the intention is not to generate money out of this proposed amendment, but to assist in reducing high incidence of vehicle theft. So far, inputs made by Tobias Mulobi, we've noted same, but then we've repeated the contention that we've been making so far as alcohol-related deaths are concerned, and the effort that we are embarking upon insofar as the 365 action agenda is concerned, and the campaigns that we regularly hold as a department. Recently, Chairperson, as I said yesterday, we've signed an MOU with the STEL where road safety will become a whole year's theme, and we're leaving nothing to chance. Kainsile Mabunda, we've noted what they said, but then we said it's however important to ensure that people that perform the function are of a high moral standard, and that such do not increase the chances of further crimes to be committed, that strides are being made to professionalize the law enforcement fraternity. Again, reference to the National Traffic Law Enforcement Code, which was published for comment, and that the problem of corruption by traffic officers is something that the department is considering, hence the need to develop anti-fraud and corruption strategy, which is aimed to addressing some of the issues that they've raised. They continued, and then we've specifically incorporated the comments that we made in the previous slide. Mr. Esop, we've noted their inputs, and we said most medication that contains alcohol are also causing drowsiness, and the packaging contains a warning that they should not be consumed if a person will need to drive or operate the machinery. I need not say further, Chairperson. Ms. Krobler noted their inputs, and that there are efforts that we've put in place geared towards those that are breaking the law. And the implementation of R2 will go a long way in changing driver behavior and their attitude towards law compliance. And I need not say further, their Chairperson. We've noted what they said, and that the current driving license is printed on a card, and that number plates are indeed standardized according to provinces, although the South African number plates will, with effect from the date of proclamation of this bill, assume identical marks and features except for the name of the province and the abbreviation of the province at the end of the alphanumerics. We've noted what Mr. Pretorius has said, but then in response, we said the proposed legislative amendments, that the proposed legislative amendments create an opportunity for corruption, it's just an speculation, and this is still a proposed legislation which is not yet passed by Parliament, and neither has it been proclaimed by President as yet. And that South Africa has the National Anti-Fraud and Corruption Strategy in the pipeline, and with collaboration with RTMC and the Hawks, we have in recent times been tightening the news on corruption activities in the road traffic environment, and these proposed amendments are not proposed by any political party, but national department in government. We've noted what Emphil Yoon said. We've noted what Ms. Asagai said. And then you said maybe there is a historical debt in the form of area licenses that they might have accumulated over the years and that were not settled, but that they should check with the dealership where what is the reason for the car not to be licensed in the name of the dealership and not hers? Because in terms of the law, she should be the owner, and the bank would be the she should be the possessor, and the bank should be the owner up until the last payment is effected on the installment sale agreement that she might have concluded. Rata Peters, we've noted what they said. The same would apply to Madika Namabena, we've noted what they said. And there is somebody as unknown, but then theirs was around what we've earlier on said, insofar as calibration and testing of equipment and issues related to alcohol. I'm not going to repeat that a submission we made, Chairperson. We've noted what they said, but then further said that this is not the, that it is not the, it's not our intention, and that the main reason for the amendments is to separate alcohol consumption from driving, which accounts for many road deaths, and that most medication with alcohol also contain warnings about ingesting them, and that operating motor vehicle or machinery afterwards, that most of them encourages people, that people should have a bed rest after taking them, and some will lead to drowsiness. Again, there is this unknown, but then we said, we've noted that, and that section 65 already prohibits any person from driving a vehicle or occupying the driver's seat of a motor vehicle, of the vehicle which is on with the engine running while under the influence of intoxicating liquor or a drug having a narcotic effect. We've noted what they said, but then that government has various departments with various mandates. Moreover, things such as crime prevention and farm murders and drug lords, rapists, and child abductions fall within our JCPS, and some cluster and some of the provisions contained in also contribute to the reduction of this criminal act they made reference to. Mr. Smorenbeck, we've noted what they say, but then you said the proposed amendments are meant to augment what is actually currently there in subsection 1 and make it even more stricter by eliminating blood and breath alcohol content provisions in the act. And that is important to remember that section 65.1 already prohibits the operation of a motor vehicle on a public road if the person is under the influence of alcohol or a drug having a narcotic effect. That we do have law enforcement, hence there are times where we've heard about reports of police having been arrested, having arrested people mostly over weekends due to various law enforcement collaborative operations. And we've noted the input by Mr. Hanekam, that this would require further investigation insofar as any asthmatic medications contain alcohol. But that even if they do, most of this medication, there is a warning to people not to take them if they are going to be operating a motor vehicle. Mulana Sadiq Khan, we've noted what they said. I need not bore the committee with further reading thereof. Mr. Bosch, we've noted what they said, but then we said the proposed amendments are not in any way intended to generate money for the ANC or state, as most of these requirements are rendered by private sector. Mr. Aesop, we've noted what they said. Mr. Pierre Harrison, we've noted what they said, but then said In amplification, we said the requirement to introduce the number plate is not motivated or influenced by the need to make people poor or take their money. It has more benefits to end users because it seeks to protect them against acts of criminality committed by criminals who make use of falsified number plates. Those were the inputs by Charles Perry, chairperson, and as I said to earlier on, in his presentation, he made reference to proposal that probably it needs to be 0.02, and that however that the Carnegie Zone roads citing authority from other jurisdictions that this has had financial effects on the country, and something needs to be done. But then, yeah, there is the part that he made reference to, and I'm not going to bore you with that the detail, but simply said, there's the summary I've tried to provide insofar as the inputs that Dr. Perry made. Comments from Mr. Naidu. We've noted that, but we further said that the department, in ensuring that it changes driver behavior and calling for compliance to road traffic rules, implementing R2, which is meant to enhance and improve road safety and change driver behavior. Hraba, we've noted what they said, but then what they are seeking there is that their inputs relate to the intention of the department to monitor movements of people, which we say is not correct, as it will only be used for law enforcement. And that the reason for introduction of number plate system is to take control of the number plate manufacturing process, as government and try to manage it better with inspections and verification of compliance to the standards, and further thereto to deal with cloning. Sandilim Kizer's comment, we've noted that, and he said the proposed legislative amendments are geared at making sure that South Africans are protected on the public roads, and further that there is a reduction of accidents which result in fatal accidents on our roads. Simpuyo Fokazi, we've noted what they said, and that we, however, said most of the medication that contains alcohol also leads to drowsiness once ingested. I'm not going to repeat that input. We've been making it quite a number of times. Guy Ramdial, we've noted what they said, but that compulsory speed governing of all the vehicles may not be possible because certain emergency vehicles are, because of the functions and services they provide, allowed to exceed the applicable speed limit on public roads, enabling them to timelessly access their destinations and provide emergency services. Further thereto, the ability to overtake another vehicle may be affected if a vehicle cannot accelerate past a certain speed. Sohwai, we've noted what they said, and we looked, said it's something that will be investigated. However, it is easier for law enforcement officers to conduct law enforcement within the current driving license form. That is one technology, same as the one suggested, that is fingerprint recognition, may be costly and very expensive to implement. That back in 2003, when driving license card was introduced, it was done with the exact intention of separating the ID documents from the driving license card and to make sure that South Africa, as a signatory to the SADC protocol, implements the provision thereof, which required that the signatories in SADC must migrate to the driving license card system, thereby harmonizing their system and make sure that there is a mutual recognition of each other's licenses. Inputs by Conrico Williams, we've noted same, but then we said it is every motor vehicle owner or driver to pay for their traffic fines and other services required to enable government to continue providing the services. And that is the suggestion to stop requiring people to pay their fines and other fees and blocking their native transaction in cases they are sending fines and licenses. Government will not be able to render the services. LOBSA, we noted the response, but that the department has identified the need to encourage driver behavior and improve driver adherence to the road traffic rules, and that also ARDO will soon be rolled out nationally with a view to improve general driver behavior and inculcate the culture of adherence to the rules of the road. And that the proposal to cut down taxi transport will not be favorable to the major of the South Africans who use taxis to get to their various destinations in far-flung townships, which are in most cases far from the CBD and most industrial areas. The input by Catholic Bishops Conference, PLO, these are what they said. We've added that on, we've noted them. And they made reference to right to religious freedom. We've noted that. However, we said the proposed legislative amendments are not made with the sole intention of infringing on any other constitutionally enshrined right, and that the proposal bill are made with the exact intention of the road carnages that have continued to be a major problem in this country, and that joint operations are continuously held in the country and people are arrested for vehicles, including drunk driving, and that drivers just continue to drive whilst intoxicated. The proposal to abolish the presence of BSE in the blood and breath specimen of the drivers was necessitated by the desire to and the need to save the lives of road users who are killed by drunk drivers. We've taken advantage of the presence of certain allowable limits in terms of the BSE in both blood and breath specimen of vehicles. Our response to the input they made, and we said, whilst it is acknowledged that that certain over-the-counter medications have certain levels of alcohol, the packaging and leaflets contained in most of these medications does contain side effects and certain warnings to those that ingest them. I'm not going to repeat that, Chairperson. Insofar as visible law enforcement, we've repeated the comments we made insofar as 24/7 shift and the National Traffic Law Enforcement Code are concerned. I'm not going to bore you with that detail. Again, we specifically incorporate the comments that we made earlier on insofar as enforcement and the intended coming into effect of the 24/7 shift and the National Traffic Law Enforcement Code. However, suffice it to say the following, Chairperson, sorry. The old NQF Level 4 traffic officer's qualification is being phased out to be replaced by a new 3-year qualification of traffic officers, which with improved and added modules to adequately equip traffic officers. DH Nash, we've noted the inputs, and then we repeat the submissions that we've been making around the cloning and theft of motor vehicles. I'm not going to bore you with that detail, Chairperson. And so far as one Anton is concerned, we've noted the inputs. We've repeated the inputs you made so far as cloning and theft of motor vehicles is concerned, Chairperson. I'm not going to repeat that. And so far as Mr. Tichok is concerned, we've noted what they said, and we've repeated what we've been saying so far as micro dots number plates are concerned. I'm not going to repeat that, Chairperson. And so far as the inputs that have been made by Mr. Simons, we've noted what they said, but then he said, like we've been saying all along, Chairperson, that South Africa will for the first time have a national anti-fraud and corruption strategy within the road traffic environment, and then that the RTMC, in collaboration with the ops, have in recent times been tightening the noose on corruption activities within the road traffic law environment, and we've taken the liberty of attaching that link where a magistrate was arrested as recently as in April. It might make for interesting reading, Chairperson. insofar as issues related to provisional driving licenses, Chairperson, you said, in addressing issues within the DLTCs, Minister has held meetings with the three spheres of government to address issues related to the issuance of slots and catching up with the backlog related to driving license card, learner's licenses, PRDPs, and temporary driving licenses. And then that this is an ongoing matter which the RTMC and the department are working on. Chairperson, the issue here is more on Gauteng, which is badly affected. On issues related to regulation of driving schools, we've noted what he said, but that plans are afoot to actually professionalize and regulate the driving school industry, as seen by the intended and proposed insertion of sections 28D, E, F, G, and H in the Act, which provide registration green of driving schools, or cancellation registration of the driving and separate of driving schools. But the driving school industry has been calling this regulatory framework for some time. I'm not going to bore you with that detail, Chairperson. I've just made reference to that, and that as proof to that effect, this is what has been happening. There's that link to that article. Again, I've repeated what we said insofar as that is concerned, the renewal of the driving license card. SAIA, we've noted what they said, and I'm not going to repeat the submissions that we've been making insofar as deaths, unnecessary deaths on our road are concerned. Comments that we've been making are specifically incorporated herein. Pasha, we've noted what he said, and and if we are to proceed with what they are proposing, due processes will have to be followed as such. Expropriation cannot be done unilaterally. Our intent remains to save lives and improve road safety. And insofar as the second submission that they made, we noted that, and we said the introduction of new number plate provisions are necessary to reduce the scourge of motor vehicle theft and cloning. I'm not going to proceed further because these are things that we've been saying all along. And they are, on the submission that they made, additional submission that they made, we've noted what they said, but then he said, suffice it to state that the Department of Transport makes provision for allocation of maintenance funds to provinces and entities like Road Agency Limpopo and SANRAL, and that further thereto, our roads are designated in such a way that they have a letter appearing before them, for example, N or M. And obviously being national and M being a metropolitan, and that those letters classify it, and they are meant to inform motorists that the N is a national road, and that in an instance where they hit a pothole, for example, on a national road, SANRAL remains responsible for the upkeep and maintenance, and they would need to either log on to SANRAL's website to submit the claim or make an attendance at one of SANRAL's regional offices. They'll complete the form wherein they can, with amplification of the damages they suffered, they can be attended. Teresa Stone, we've noted what they said, but then you said the bigger picture in the introduction of this new number plate provisions are necessary to reduce the scourge of motor vehicle theft and stealing. I'm not going to bore you with that detail, Chairperson and honorable members. Inputs from CF Cookemore and Niels Cookemore, we've noted what they said, and we repeat that the intent is in the introduction of new number plate provisions are necessary to reduce the scourge of motor vehicle theft and cloning. I'm going to further read that, Chairperson. Clinky Sealers, we've noted what they said. We repeat the comments made insofar as number plates are concerned, Chairperson. Hilda David Amott, again, we've noted what they said, and we specifically repeat the inputs that we made on this issue or on this contention, and that the inputs made are specifically incorporated herein. Insofar as my mailer submissions are concerned, we've noted what they said, and then we advise them that if they can apply to personalize their number plate or a combination of such at any provincial office of the MEC, and then that in doing so, they need to submit a certified copy of their ID, a vehicle registration certificate, and proof of residential address, for example, a utility account. Ryan Parker made reference to introduction of billboards stating keep left. We've noted their input, but you said there are, however, overhead electronic boards and static road signs on our roads. Most of them, they are found on the left-hand side, conveying the very same message that people must keep left and pass right. Insofar as Alan Machaka's submissions are concerned, we've noted them. And then we said, since the advent of COVID-19, the validity period of learner's licenses, learner's license, driving license card, license disc, professional driving permit, and registration of a motor vehicle and trucks included, that they've been extended, and then that licensing fees are apportioned, some of it goes towards maintenance of infrastructure, including the roads that the very same trucks travel on. That, yeah, admittedly, license fees for motor vehicles are calculated per tier. Thus, trucks are mostly paying more for their licensing as compared to other vehicles. We then said members of the public are dissuaded from paying bribes to traffic officers, as they can also be held to account in the increase of rampant fraud and corruption within the road traffic environment. Okay, insofar as submissions made by Dr. A.G. Powan are made, we've noted what they said, and we've repeated the comments we made following the submissions by the Department of Health Forensic Pathology Services. We will be incorporating them here, Chairperson, and I'm not going to bore you with the detail of reading through them. Again, reference was made to calibration of equipment. We've already made that submission. We specifically incorporate that the submission, the response to the submission made by repeating this submission on calibration reference to legal metrology and regulation 332. Chairperson, we've come to the end. Thank you.
Thank you, Advocate. Thank you very much. Let me see members who want to participate by show of hands.
Members, sorry, Chairperson, before members ask questions, I have my colleagues in attendance that I work with. So in case I get asked difficult questions, I would ask them to come over there. Yeah, let's give it a shot. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you, Advocate. I have Honorable Unsinga, Honorable McDonald. Those are the hands I'm seeing on the screen. Forge ahead, sir. Honorable Unsinga.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, just in reaction to the replies of the department on the submissions via public participation input. Firstly, just a general comment to the presenter, Advocate Mahatu. it doesn't go off very well to say that you don't want to bore us with detail. This committee is very much focused on detail, my dear advocate. It's simply because we also have received copies of the content that we accept this at this stage. But content and detail is very much important to us, since this is a very technical it's a technical bill, but it's also a very technical orientated portfolio. So very, very little detail ever bores us. Instead, we are focused on detail and interested in detail. Chairperson, there are basically three reactions at this stage. The one is, which really did bore me, was the constant reply as a response from the department that a 24/7 Project 365, there's been several names and references to this, law enforcement dispensation would support the idea of, and the very valuable input on a wide front from public, that law enforcement needs to be looked at and needs to be increased. So it was rather boring at some stage to constantly hear reference to the intended 24/7 law enforcement project, that that the feasibility study is still being assessed, and currently only one out of the 9 provinces do have a 24/7 regime. It puts us on the back foot in terms of that we are positive and widely in support of the content of this bill, but you know, the department puts us in a very awkward position in that you know, the success of whatever needs to be decided on is subject to something that must still happen, and it puts us in a bad position. It does not put us in a strong position. That just as a general comment. And then also as a general comment based on the reaction of the department, the general comment of alcohol consumption, which leads to crashes, that still needs to be proven. And as an advocate, I'm sure, sir, you will agree that you know, there's a wide gray area in terms of proving, even if a person that's been in a crash has a higher alcohol limit, that in fact it was the alcohol that caused the crash. That still needs to be proven. The implications on the economy is accepted and widely debated on various forums, but it is a premise which cannot be presented in the first instance. So those two comments, I think, was rather thin and spread over so many and such a wide input range that I think we need to be careful to accept those two assumptions in advancing with this bill in a positive manner, since those two elements would have supported a lot of the arguments, which it now doesn't. The third one, with regards to the number plates, it is important there, Chairperson, and I would have hoped that the department would have also seen this in that light, that the whole issue around number plates is something that should solely be directed towards a benefit for the end user and nothing else. And the fourth point, Chairperson, is the micro dot system, which I believe in application should be recognized as something to be used wider than just number plates. In fact, it is something that is introduced through the DUCA of a vehicle rather than just the number plates. And then lastly, Chairperson, since we are dealing with a piece of legislation speaking to road traffic and road transport, I'm referring to in particular the cross-border element of road transport, that we also explore input from SADC to then align and make sure that we are aligned to regulations and elements which we might have a couple of points touching with aspects in the SADC environment. So those would be my reactions. But then in general, again, as I said yesterday, Advocate Mahatu, thank you for your endurance. It was two long sessions of presentation. Thank you to the department for reacting into what I believe was close to 6,000 comments, which is a large volume and a lot of work to go through. Also acknowledging our research support, Advocate Nell, for her input on this. So thank you for everybody that had to work through all those different inputs and submissions. And I believe we are still not done with the last word being said on this topic. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Hunsinger. Honorable McDonald.
Thank you, Chairperson. Due to the load shedding, I will won't switch on my video. Let me lower my hand before I anger my Chairperson here. Chairperson, through you, I do have a couple of comments to make. Let's start off with the presentation done in regarding my question on fatalities for people wearing the seatbelts. Unfortunately, Chairperson, that statistics is law infringements and not the actual statistics on actual proven fact of people dying not wearing seatbelts, Chairperson. I would have liked a better presentation because there's a huge gap in the law enforcement in this country. Rather than the laws, there's a lot of laws in this country, but none of them are being enforced at the moment. Ask anybody that drives on South African roads now. So I would have liked to have seen a better presentation. Then coming to the accidents or the fatalities on the South African roads, this whole bill is designed to impede drivers from drinking. But 50% of the accidents relating to alcohol deaths in South Africa is pedestrians. Nowhere in this bill, nowhere is mentioned on how we are going to curb the deaths of people, drunk people walking on the roads, Chairperson. And that is because of spatial development through the apartheid regime many years ago has caused people to walk many kilometers to get to towns and get to places. And then these people, unfortunately, walk in the streets drunk and causes accidents. And I don't see anywhere in this whole thing anything being done about the pedestrians. They keep on, we've become a society where we punish the driver, but we don't do anything about the people that are causing the accidents. 50% of these alcohol-related accidents are caused by pedestrians, but there's nothing about it. Then on the other hand, Chairperson, medicines. What is 1-propanol, isopropanol? denatured ethanol. These are the things that they are using in medicines, not just cough syrup. It's in Medinite. It is in toothache medicine. It is in laxatives. It is in mouthwash. And now now the department expects all of us to go get a chemist degree to understand if there's a little bit of alcohol in here so that they can wait for us outside the chemist to charge us with drunken driving. Chipperson, we have to look at this thing holistically. The department's response on every one of these things, yeah, but you must need to eat the medicine. There can be alcohol in it. You know that. It's not like that, Chipperson. Not everybody has got a degree in chemistry that knows exactly what it is. We must look at this thing from an ordinary South African walking into the shop. He's not feeling well. He buys a bottle of Vicks Medi-Night. He drinks some of the Vicks Medi-Night. His daughter phones him and says, "Daddy, come and fetch me. I'm stuck. My car's broken." He gets in the car. He gets caught. Now he's got a criminal record for drunken driving. Chipperson, we must be careful when we do things like that. Chipperson, and the one comment that was made that really irks me, and I apologize, Chipperson, is that the keep left, pass right signs. Chipperson, I'm in the unfortunate position that I've driven this country's roads from north to south, east to west. And I can tell you that I have not seen one keep left pass right board from Cape Town to Bloemfontein driving either the long route from Klaver through Williston, Carnarvon, Britstown, Kimberley, Bloemfontein, or the other route coming through there, or the one through Mikiesfontein, or even any road in the Free State. I've seen a keep left, pass right sign, Chipperson. So I would like him to withdraw that comment. There is no keep left, pass right signs in the whole of the South Africa. Maybe one or two in Gauteng, but there's definitely none on the roads that the ordinary citizens use. Thank you, Chipperson.
Okay, let me thank you, Honorable Lawrence McDonald. I have the following hands. Honorable Mangu, Honorable Keta Mabala, then Honorable Pidmay.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and to the presenters from the department. My comments will be very limited because I believe that we will have our robust deliberations as the committee. But I want to remind our colleagues that even before we deliberate as a committee, let's remind ourselves that we are legislators. And we have got a responsibility to legislate. And I'm saying that to say that the responses by the department to the public participant has been a very bureaucratic one, where more often than not, it's more defending the status quo than fully engaging in what these people are saying and assisting us as legislators to make up our minds. So I want to say to colleagues, as we interrogate this, as we apply our minds, let's remember what our role is. Let's remind ourselves also what public participation is all about. And I think that will be very, very important. How will it be important? It will move us away from also being too technical, maybe, when we don't have to, but it's important. As my colleague, Honorable Hunsinger, said, I agree with him. Now, there are a couple of things, again, having made that preamble. I mean, the 24/7 law enforcement colleagues, let us agree that it is as long alive as rail to road, you know. It's exactly the same. So I don't even think something that is something that should excite us. And I'm disappointed in that fact that the department is still rehashing the same old excuses. the whole issue about a fraud strategy, not very old, but I mean, when does it come? When does it really come? So generally, one, Chair and colleagues, I'm disappointed by the responses of the department to the participants. I think to a certain extent, we show disdain to people to say, yes, come, give us comments, but really, we are going to dig our heels in and continue on our track. I think it's setting a very bad precedent. Lastly, Chairperson, and this is unfair to yourselves who are not part of the subcommittee because the report has not served in front of you. I would want to hear your guidance here, but there's a lot that came out, especially around the manufacturers, importers, and builders that has left a very, very big gap that has caused us to be where we are. Now, the department doesn't seem to even think about what the public protector report had said. If you look at what is in the proposed or in the draft amendment bill as it relates to MIBs, NRCS, and that group of the, of organizations. But if you look at the extent of what is said by the public protector, which the department has, you don't seem to get a sense that they took that to heart and they said, let them make the best attempt to prevent similar things into the future. It's something that I would like colleagues, I hear we are seeing it in August. I don't know how the chair will direct us in terms of this amendment bill, hence I'm depositing it in here. Thank you, Chairperson, for the opportunity.
Thank you, Honorable Member Manu Mondiz. Babu Ketamaba, Honorable Stole. Okay. Honorable Pidmay.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would like to ask a question about the renewal of a driver's license card. Why 5 years, not 10 years? The only reason why you go there after 5 years is for a new car. It's nothing to do with road safety. And another thing I'd like to mention, I think the alcohol, the contents of alcohol, they must stay exactly the same. There's nothing wrong with the contents. All we need is better law enforcement. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's revert back and see if we are able to get the Baba Ketamabalu Stole. Okay. Seemingly, Honorable Ketamabala is not here. I don't think we have questions. I can see we are getting ready to deliberate on this matter as a portfolio committee. However, let me hear what the department wants to say. If any response to the comments, Advocate Makgatho and your team.
Okay, thanks, Chairperson. Let me start off by unreservedly apologizing to Honorable McDonald for the submission on the keep left, pass right, and may I humbly request that same be withdrawn. The intent was not to anger anyone, Chairperson, nor disrespect.
What are you withdrawing, Advocate?
The submission we made around there being overhead and that there are signs of the keep left, pass right, Chairperson. As alluded to by Honorable McDonald, he has not seen such anywhere throughout the country and the roads that he made reference to, and I would accept that. Hence the proposed withdrawal, because he said it made him angry.
No, advocate, let's not be technical about this matter. When you take a license, if you are a driver, you are taught that you should keep left and pass right. I think what the Honorable McDonald is raising here is that that having said, all of us knowing it, there should still be signs that reminds us of what we know as drivers. I think that's the point he was making.
Okay.
You can,
thanks, Chairperson, for that. No, thanks for that explanation. Much appreciated. Now, except for the comments that were made, which are wholeheartedly noted from the Honorable Members, Chairperson, I think the question that was posed came from Honorable Bitmay around the renewal of driving license card. The question is posed was why? Okay. Chairperson, over time, that the renewal that we need to make is that over time our eyesight fades as years go by. That's the first thing. And you need to do that. Hence, this compulsory eye test that we need to do to check your vision. That's the first thing. The second point to that is that we need to be absolutely certain that when you do this renewal, we do a fingerprint, right? That you do them at the DLTC. So we need absolutely certain that, well, one, it is one you, and that somebody's not doing this on your behalf. It's more, we view it from a road safety perspective, Chairperson, and nothing more. Insofar as the comment made on the why not the driving licenses be 10 years, one of my colleagues, either, I don't know whether it's Mr. Mutating or Advocate Tota, but there is a regulation or a provision in the NRTA to that effect. But the rest, Chairperson, same is noted. And I would want to ask Mutating just to respond to the issue of the 10-year validity period and leave it at that, Chairperson. Thank you. John?
Thanks, Advocate, and thanks, Chairperson and Honorable Members. In terms of the discussion with regards to the extension of the driving license card, I think we're still engaging on the proposals to say, do we go for the 10 years renewal period? We extend the 10 years renewal period, and in that process, what training are we going to do in the interim leading towards the 10 years? Because as Advocate has said, and as the Honorable Member has said, it's that it's only an administrative process. Now, obviously, when we review the entire driving license process, you then need to do some form of, for instance, a reminder kind of process in terms of what we would want to do for professional drivers, some form of a reminder training that may be undertaken by drivers in relation to driving. So yes, the current legislation still provide for 5 years, but if we are to review the entire process, we will then have to come up with some form of intervention leading towards that 10-year process, because quite correctly, some of the road traffic signs changes as time goes on, And you may find that since I have obtained my driving license 20 years ago, I may not be clued up with the recent road traffic signs that have been implemented. Therefore, you would need some form of a reminder in terms of the new road traffic signs that are there. But it's something that the department may then consider and say.
It's 11 hours.
What is the process going forward, Chairperson? I submit.
Thank you. Advocate, are you done?
Chairperson, nothing further. Thank you, Chairperson.
Advocate, let me thank you and your team for the efforts you have made. On this presentation, I think Honorable Hans Singer has already said a mouthful in terms of your preparedness and the energy that you shown throughout. Thank you very much. We will get into a space where we'll start to deliberate our own on these matters. I think we should release you, Advocate, with your team at this stage.
Okay. Thanks, Chairperson. Okay. Thanks, Chairperson. And I would want to thank the honorable members of this August committee for the opportunity. And as and when we are required, we'll definitely revert. Thanks, Chairperson, and have a good say and a safe day to all. Thank you.
We will definitely give you information on what the Honorable May raised as the closure of the station in that area of Eastern Cape. I've since received the email from him. Will then direct it to your good self for a prompt response on that matter. Thank you very much, Advocate.
Indeed, Chairperson. Thanks for that reminder. Thank you. Thanks to everyone.
Thank you. You are liberated. honorable members, at this point, I think we just need to deal with some request. We have about 3 weeks in the third term. We should be dealing with a program for the third term tomorrow, I think, which seems to be a bumper to bumper. There are 3 requests here. Valerie, are you in a position to deal with these 3 requests quickly?
Yes, Chair. There were requests received from the Law Society of South Africa. They want to discuss administrative and procedural challenges at the Road Accident Fund. Then there was a request from the African Rail Industry Association. They want to discuss a study that they've initiated called the Third Party Access on the access granted to third party rail operators on the core rail network. And Chair, you would have noticed in that letter that they've sent you, they also want to talk about the ERT bill, but they were one of the organizations that were at the public hearings on that bill. The third request was from an organization called Darkipedia, who wants to discuss cleansing rituals of the national roads. That was received recently, Chair. So those are the 3 requests that came through.
Okay, honorable members, I thought I should do the honorable thing and bring this request to the House. Otherwise, in terms of the program, as it is now, there's actually no space for this presentation, unless we may want to create a space during the evening, because we have already said as a committee that we will not be available during the constituency period. Let me hear members. Honorable Hunsinger, who's the other member who wants to speak on this matter? Okay, go ahead, Honorable Hunsinger.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I think it is important for the committee to react positively to each of the applicants and to, in addition to the initial submission, request reasons why this should be regarded as urgent. That would give us an opportunity then to prioritize and also to relate this to the legislation which we are currently considering, given the importance of legislation that needs to be passed and our primary role thereof. Thank you, Chairperson.
As I hear you, Honorable Hunsinger, they must Can you repeat yourself?
Certainly, Chairperson. Chairperson, I would propose that the committee acknowledge the importance of these matters and appreciate the approach of the four institutions and organizations, but then request them to submit additional information which would emphasize the importance of these matters to be heard on a basis of urgency. This we then can prioritize in relation to the legislation that we currently deal with and make a decision of how we should prioritize these applicants in our program.
Okay. Any other hand, honorable members? Honorable Pete May?
Thank you, Chairperson. I support Mr. Hunsinger. I think it'll be interesting to listen to the report of the Law Society. Thank you.
He is not saying we should call them. He is saying they should give more information in terms of their requests. And at that point, we'll then, as a committee, be able to see the importance, whether we need to prioritize them or set a date in terms of the information that shall have been put in front of us. Am I correct? Am I interpreting you?
That's correct, Chairperson. That's what you said.
That is supported. Anybody who is against this? Thank you very much. That shall be then the proposal.
Sorry, Chairperson. Can I come in before you conclude?
Do you know how to raise your hand, Honorable Ramadwa? Or your gadget is giving you problems?
It was okay. Giving me problems, okay. Chairperson. So that is why I was late to. I couldn't raise my hand on time.
Okay. Let me allow you.
Thank you, Chairperson, for allowing me. I'm not against the decision, but I wanted just to check if it's possible. I know that we have taken a decision as a committee that we're not going to do committee work during recess. But I wanted to check with my colleagues, is it not possible that we can sacrifice some other days if there is a need after hearing what the structures are saying? I wanted just to check that, because if it's urgent, I think we need, I will suggest that we sacrifice some other days and make sure that we attend to those who need our attention. Thank you.
Let's make that call, honorable member, once all the information is in front of us. We will then be knowing the weight of the information, and then we can make a call at that point. Should there be a need to make such a call? Otherwise, honorable members, that was all from my side. Valerie, on your side?
Nothing changed from my side.
I think I've heard the mild request by Honorable Mang to say, let's familiarize ourselves with the report of the subcommittee. That report has been sent to members. Am I correct, Valerie?
Yes, Chair.
He is of the view that that will actually help us as we deal with this legislation, the bill that is currently before us. So members should go back and familiarize themselves with the contents of that report. Thank you very much. Until we meet again tomorrow, 6 o'clock, am I correct, Valerie?
That's correct, Chair.
6 o'clock in the evening, not in the morning. Otherwise, let me thank members for their positive contributions always, making sure that we put people first and we are able to find each other beyond party lines to actually ensure that we serve the people of South Africa. That is well appreciated. Otherwise, at this point in time, let me adjourn this meeting up until we meet tomorrow, 6 o'clock. In the evening. Long live everybody. Long live everyone.
Thank you. My colleagues from a Free State, they may use your blankets tomorrow evening, huh?